Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hello, my friends. I'm Brendan Burchard, host of The Brendan Show and founder of GrowthDay.com, and I'm honored to be your high-performance coach today. I believe that every day we can be inspired, we can live with intention and purpose, we can bring the joy and honor the struggles of each day to push ourselves to grow, to serve, to be a role model, to lead extraordinary lives. I believe that every day is a great day to grow. That's why I started my company, GrowthDay.com. It's an online personal growth platform where you can get me and the world's best personal development teachers live, coaching you every week, sharing our wisdom, keeping you motivated and accountable, encouraging you to find the aliveness and the connection and meaning of life that we're all after. If you're not a member yet, please go sign up at GrowthDay.com and join our huge worldwide community of achievers. For less than a dollar a day, you get the world's best teachers live every week. And look, you've probably known for a long time that you needed some expert guidance, an inspired community, and life-changing tools. So please Your breakthrough awaits you at growthday.com. Now, let's get to today's episode, my friends. Please listen closely. Maybe you take some notes so you remember these insights of personal growth. And share this episode with three of your friends, because we all have to share more positive messages in the world today. So share this with three friends just like you who are committed to their personal growth. And also be sure to tag me or DM me on Instagram at Brendan Burchard. Join our million plus community there on Instagram so I can say hi. Thanks again for listening. Now let's begin. How do you cope with tragedy? How do you recover from difficult things when just life knocks you down, or some tragic event sort of interrupts your life? I mean, how do we deal with natural disasters down to very human realities? You know, it's difficult. And people really struggle with how to carry on in times of hardship. And I don't know if I have advice that could help you today with that or not. Honestly, it's so hard. I've been in so many struggles in my life, from losing my father to losing some great friends to having to deal with natural disasters of hurricanes and tornadoes, wiping houses and friends and homes out. So I've seen a lot and been through a lot and helped a lot of people recover with things. And maybe I can share a couple ideas. The first one, after a tragedy, the simplest thing that we can do is not go hide or cover up or fall into silence. It's what we often want to do, right? Something bad happens, so we don't want to talk to anybody. And we just want to go, you know, in our bedroom and lie down and not talk to anybody. Or we want to become silent when people want to discuss things that are related to the tragedy. And because we don't want to deal with it. It's already painful enough. Talking about it feels like it's so painful. And we also feel like other people can't understand us, right? Well, they don't understand me because they've never been through this. Well, the reality is people have been through it. Matter of fact, there's probably nothing that you are going through in your life right now that is all that unique. And that really hurts when people hear me say that, and often people, you know, hate on me for saying something like that. But it's true. You know, 7 billion people on the planet right now, hundreds of years of recorded human history through almost every possible turmoil, every possible tragedy. I mean, people have gone through it before. If you, you know, if you're in a place right now, you're like, well, you know, no one can understand me because I've got cancer. You're not anywhere near the close to being the first person to have cancer, nor your type of cancer. And I know that sounds really awful for a guy, for maybe you may or not know to tell you that, but isn't it true? We don't go through things alone in humanity anymore. And we have to realize the science proves over and over and over again, one of the greatest ways to cope, to feel better, and certainly to recover from and move on in healthy ways, is to get social support, to ask friends and family for support, to talk to through other people who are recovering from something. I mean, what they do in natural disasters, you know, maybe a lot of people don't know about this, but when there's a major natural disaster, after it's all said and gone, what usually happens is teams of people come in, often volunteering psychiatrists, doctors who come in. And one of the easiest things they can do to get people reconnected as a community, but also to heal, is to put them in circles and talk about what they experienced. Talk about how they're going to overcome. Talk about what they felt, what they see, what they saw, to gain greater perspective, and just to know that they're not alone. The most important thing to realize when you're coping with tragedy is know you're not alone. Even if it feels like it, even if it feels like nobody in the world can understand, somebody can. And you're never going to find that person who can understand until you start talking about your experience, so friends can say, oh my gosh, I got my friend over here who also dealt with cancer. You mean, you guys want to talk so you can learn something from them, so you can be helped? Or you discover somebody online who also went through that experience, who's willing to share. Or my gosh, go to your library and read about people who've gone through what you're going through. You are not alone. And believing you are alone is the only thing that will prolong the pain and the suffering, for sure. Don't believe that you are alone. There are people out there. It's critical. I think the second thing we can do is to define our meaning of what happened, right? When a tragedy happens or something negative, like, define the meaning for yourself. Don't let the media say what it is.
Don't let your friends or your spouses say, because they all got their own unique perspectives. But we have to go inside and say, what does this mean to me? And apply some type of optimistic meaning to it, even if it's horrible. And I know that sounds way hard to say, depending on what you're dealing with. When I lost my father in 2009 to acute myeloid leukemia, if someone said, well, Brendan, you have to define some kind of positive meaning from this, I would have given them the middle finger, right? I know in times of hardship, it is difficult to believe that anything good could come from it. But what we do understand is that what good will come from it is you will get stronger if you decide that the meaning of this event is there to teach you something, to give you a new hurdle, to give you a challenge or an opportunity to love or care for somebody, that there's something in this tragedy. Maybe you can do something for somebody. Maybe from this tragedy, you'll learn to be nicer, kinder, more patient. And that's a positive thing. If all that happens from it is you become more kind and caring and compassionate to other people, that's a positive thing. Hold on to that. Accept it as a meaningful event. Don't sugarcoat it. Say, look, this happened. It was negative, but I'll turn it into a positive someday, as soon as I can. Realize that you have that power of choice, that power of decision to react to this situation as a fearful, negative, upset, bitter, hurt person. Or even if you experience those things, you also have that choice to start transforming that energy, those emotions, into a new positive reality, a new positive emotional state for yourself, eventually. I can't say it's always gonna be easy and it's gonna be immediate. I'm not a Pollyannish that way, but I do believe that we can transform any low level of energy in our lives into a higher level of energy, that the power plant doesn't just suddenly have energy, it has to transform and generate into energy that's useful. You have to do the same thing with your emotions. And you do that by defining a meaning to that event in some way to find your positivity there and to connect with it and to focus on it.
Hey, it's Brendan jumping back in here again. Are you looking to go to the next level in your life right now? The next level of joy, abundance, success? Then you already know that you need to journal about your lessons learned in your life. You gotta track your moods and your habits. You have to learn from the best personal development coaches and teachers in the world. And you gotta stay inspired and accountable so that you can be more focused, disciplined, joyous, and keep growing. That's what the Growth Day app is gonna help you to do, my friend. It's the world's first all-in-one personal development app. It has all of the tools you need, all the coaching and the community that you need to level up, to progress every week, to track your breakthroughs, and to keep growing in every area of your life consistently over the long term. So go start your transformation right now at growthday.com or just download the Growth Day app on your phone right now. Every day, you can keep improving. Every day, we are here for you, and every day is truly a great day to grow together. So let's make self-improvement a way of life. Let's make that self-improvement stick. Go to growthday.com right now.
The third thing I think we can do is to keep our perspective. You know, there's a reason that generation after generation after generation and biblical accounts and spirituality sort of teachings always remind us that this too shall pass. This too shall pass is a reminder of perspective, that's all. It's to say, hey, look, I know it's intense, I know it's brutal, I know it's difficult right now, but things will change over a period of time. It will hurt less. It will change. It will improve in some way or another over a period of time. The universe's sort of, growth curve is towards growth. Things get better. They do. Even if it sucks right now, you have to believe that things can get better. Maybe not, you can't solve the one specific problem you're having, right? There's no question. Many of you know I'm blessed to work with some of the world's highest performers, and I'm also blessed to work with some of the people who struggle the most. I've worked with people who've been paralyzed by a situation. Now, they're not in based on their diagnosis, they may know they're never going to be free from paralysis. But that doesn't mean they have to be caged in their mind. It doesn't mean that they have to take away vision for a good quality of life for themselves. It doesn't mean that they can't have dreams and hopes, does it? They still can. And they can still improve their life if they can't change the diagnosis. Never forget that. Just because you can't change the specific diagnosis doesn't mean that you can't steadily improve your mind, your heart, your spirit. Yes, and even bring your relationships closer together too. Keep perspective. It shall pass. It shall improve. And don't forget that in those times of tragedy where you feel so small, weak, or minimized, don't forget to keep perspective of yourself too. In your life before, you've demonstrated strength. You've struggled through and you made it. Hey, you're here now. Accept that you're okay now. As you are right now, you're enough. You're strong enough. You're ready for that next chapter. If you're willing to will yourself forward in a positive and productive way, that right now, you're okay. You made it. Give yourself some credit for that, if anything. Your life's been crazy. Give yourself some credit, man. You deserve to give yourself some credit. Keep perspective that you're a good person. You'll make it through. I think the last thing we have to always keep in our mind as we're going through tragedy is to keep a vision of the future that draws enthusiasm from us, that draws excitement, that draws engagement. And as we have some kind of vision of the future, even if it's so hard to force ourselves to see something we can move towards, and every single day, no matter what, move towards it. I tell a lot of people who I deal with who've been through traumatic situations in their life and they're just trying to get going again. Maybe they're coming out of a depression or something. I say, you know what? Just set 3 small goals every day and work to knock them off, make them happen, achieve them. Just 3 things a day. Even if you're so struggling right now and things are so bad, if just one of those goals is to take a shower. Please take a shower. No, it's like, come on, set 3 small goals each day and move towards them. Doesn't matter if that means go get the groceries for the day, mop up the floor today, make the bed today, call someone you love today, make a move towards your dream today, read a book today, do something that moves you forward in these moments of hardship, and it will help you keep your perspective. It will help you keep progress and momentum in your life. It will keep your mind alert and engage. It will keep your soul marching forward, and you will start to feel that sense, that pull, that energy that is still there. Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with 3 of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag Growth Day. That's hashtag Growth Day because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review because believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help. And I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think, and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community, so be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send
emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, it's Brendan. And I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, it's been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post, we can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so.